From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason. August 1st. Markets desk. Five stories. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from a wealth of common sense. Why I love the stock market. I love the stock market for a plethora of reasons. It's the greatest wealth-building machine ever created. It allows you to earn a piece of the profits in the growth and ingenuity of the biggest and best corporations. Plus, the stock market is like a laboratory for human psychology and emotions. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. Next, second, from Rubino, Monthly Portfolio Review, July 2026. Testing support, sell in May and go away is, more often than not, good advice. This year is a painful case in point for gold and silver. After starting 2026 with an epic run, they corrected hard and are now bouncing off support at $4,000 and $55, respectively. Summer doldrums. Ending, based on the following chart, precious metals seasonality is turning positive. Up next, third, from TTG Trading. TTG EOD Market Review. Positions, themes, and global trend portfolio. Traders, here is your end of day market recap. Have a great weekend, all percent, from Open Plus Themes. Out of the box. Proprietary stock screen notes regarding the below lists, names trending above their value area on three different time frames, uses volume at price, market webs, MW. Trading system, learn more can be utilized to generate trade ideas, names to watch, set alerts, and identify potential sector and overall market themes, especially over time. The list below is updated daily. Subscribe now, read more, and then. Fourth, from Stockquakes. Stockquakes, AI Stock Analyzer, 5,000 stocks. Daily. Paid. Stock symbol, viewable with paid subscription. Get 7-day free trial. Subscribe now. Stockquakes Top 10, Average Index Charts. Stockquakes identify noteworthy changes in the market. Stockquakes sizes can be small, medium, large, and huge. The Daily Top 10. UP Average Index is an aggregate value of noteworthy changes in stocks that ended the day with stock prices higher than they opened per our AI algorithms. The Daily Top 10 UP Average Index is large today, with a Stockquakes level of 6.68. Next, fifth, from Metals and Miners. The 30-year Treasury yield has broken out to 5.27%. The highest level since 2007, how the debt illusion is cracking, the vertical interest expense, and why the inevitable Fed intervention is near. 5.27%. The 30-year U.S. Treasury yield just hit its highest level since June 2007, climbing about 450 basis points from the 2020 trough. That jump signals a shift in long-term borrowing costs, and it's already nudging mortgage rates toward the 7.5% range by year-end. The government's daily borrowing pace sits near $7 billion, adding roughly $2 trillion to the debt in the first 10 months of the fiscal year, which pushes total obligations toward $40 trillion. With interest expense climbing in step, the fiscal picture is getting tighter, and markets are watching for how the Fed might respond. Keep an eye on any moves toward yield curve control or policy tweaks as the bond market continues to set the tone. Up next, sixth, from Zero Hedge. Unitary IPO finally puts a real price on profitable humanoid robots. Chinese robotics maker Unitary formally launched its IPO on Shanghai's Star Market on Thursday, opening the books on a deal that aims to raise about 4.2 billion yuan, roughly $618 million, at an implied valuation near 42 billion yuan, $5.9 billion. Once the shares start trading, the listing will put a real daily market price on a profitable humanoid robot maker operating at scale, the first the sector has had. Until now, humanoid robotics companies have been raising capital based on numbers nobody could really challenge, since nobody has had to actually clear a market. And then, seventh, from PIMS, Fed moves to give mutual banks more flexibility to raise capital. The Federal Reserve is seeking comment on a proposal that it said would modernize rules for mutual banking organizations and increase their flexibility to raise capital. The proposal would update rules that have not been changed since they were established in 1993 and have proven to be overly burdensome and complex, the Federal Reserve said in a Friday, July 31st press release. To increase flexibility for certain mutual banks to raise capital, the proposal would clarify which instruments count as regulatory capital, reduce procedural burdens, and make other comprehensive updates, according to That's the Read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.